presenting the Mirth Parade. Don Wilson as the drum major.
Well, here we are again, ladies and gentlemen, and we members of the Mirth Parade stand up and cheer for the women governors, the women members of Congress, the women secretaries, and etc., for we dedicate this edition of the Mirth Parade to the women in politics. Of women politicians, the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. She's a red-headed governor now. Well, now here are Brown and Lavelle. Two more votes for women.
Hey, what was that last crack? What did you call us?
I said you were two more votes for women.
Pardon me, I thought you said goats.
Oh, Brown and Lavelle, ladies and gentlemen.
Honey, I'm all excited. I've been talking to Don Wilson. And he thinks I ought to take an active interest in the affairs of our country.
Oh, there's too many women in politics now. 9/10 of them don't know what it's all about.
Well, I do.
Well, you do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, answer this one. What's the difference between a statesman and a politician?
That's easy. A statesman is a man who wants to work for his country.
Very good. Very good.
And a politician is the man who wants his country to work for him. Am I smart?
You've just been reading a lot lately.
Oh, I think
you've collected a miscellaneous assortment
Miscellaneous? Isn't he the fellow that rules Italy?
You're thinking of Mussolini.
Oh, the douche, you say.
Yeah. Applesauce.
Applesauce? Mussolini rules Italy, doesn't he?
That's right.
And Gandhi rules India?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's sauce for the deuce is sauce for the Gandhi.
That's very, very good. You know, on second thought, I believe you might be a success in politics.
Honey, if I ever got to be president, you know the first thing I'd do?
Know what?
I'd make it a penitentiary offense for any woman to weigh less than 250 pounds.
Is that all?
No, sir. I'd make it a capital offense for any radio artist to tell any joke over 20 years old.
Do you want to put Brown Lavelle out of business?
Listen, don't interrupt me now. And I'd invent a device so powerful it would immediately electrocute any radio artist who walked up to the microphone and said, "Hello, everybody."
Well, how about xylophonists and masters of ceremonies?
Well, we're sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but Miss Lavelle has just been strangled by the entire Mirth Parade company. So Mr. Brown will mutilate sweet Jenny Lee on his xylophone.
Thank you.
that when women finally dominate politics, the newspapers will carry stories that say skirts will be shorter next summer. This is a Democratic year. And now, we're just
Mr. Wilson, I'm trying to get elected to the Senate. Well, will you vote for me?
Uh-oh, Sylvia Picker. Well, whatever makes you think that you're qualified to be a senator, Sylvia?
Well, I've worked in a lot of Senate comedies. You know, I was one of the first bathing beauties Mac Senate ever used.
Well, Congress could use a little sex appeal at that, I think, don't you?
What
do you
think? Sex appeal, why don't you come up some But, you know, I know all about politics. I ran for mayor once.
Oh, you ran for mayor. Well, tell me, how did you come out?
Oh, I just chased him till I caught him.
But, Sylvia, I don't believe that women should be in politics. They don't seem to know as much about it as the men do. Now, have you any reasons for thinking that women should be in politics?
Oh, sure, Mr. Wilson. Because, look, a woman's hands aren't as big as a man's, so she can't grab as much, see?
I get it.
Besides, women are all politicians at heart, more or less.
Oh, well, what do you mean by that, Sylvia?
Well, they're always finagling and kibitzing, you know.
Right, right.
Take, for instance, this. Before a man is married, you know, he feels like an eagle and flies and flies and flies.
Yes, so what?
Well, after he's married, his wife clips his wings and he lies and lies and lies.
Oh, you're telling me? Well, since you're so interested in politics, Sylvia, what are your views on the single tax?
Well, I think all men that stay single should be taxed.
Oh, no. You don't understand, Sylvia. The single tax means only one tax to cover everything, you see? Single tax is the greatest idea man has ever had to do away with poverty. It will cut your bills in half. Absolutely cut your bills in half. Now, can you think of anything else that will cut your bills in half?
Sure.
What?
A pair of scissors.
Oh, a pair of scissors. Well, I guess I was leading with my chin for that one, all right. Now, seriously, Sylvia, do you think women can take the place of men in all trades?
Well, no, Mr. Wilson. There are some things a woman could never be. For instance, a woman could never be an auctioneer.
An auctioneer?
No.
Well, why not?
Well, can you imagine a woman auctioneer in front of a big crowd of people saying, I stand behind every bet I sell? And another thing, a woman will never be president of the United States.
Well, what makes you think that, Sylvia?
Well, of course, you can't be president till you're 35 years old.
Oh! Well, that certainly are a lot of politicians in this world at that, aren't they? Though?
Uh-huh.
Both men and women, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
Now, I wonder if they could take all the politicians of the world and line them up in a one long line, what kind of a line would it be?
Oh, a crooked line.
Oh, I see. But, Sylvia, did you know that my father was once a politician?
Really?
As a matter of fact, he is right now. He's in Congress.
Oh, that's nothing. My father's one step further.
One step further? Where's that?
He's in jail. Oh.
You know, last election day, I asked Sylvia if she had voted, and she said, oh, yes, three or four times today. Presenting, ladies and gentlemen, the three cheers who will sing a song about women in politics. It's entitled, The Channel Swimmer of Yesterday is the Governor of Today. The three cheers.
It doesn't take so much to make me happy. So when my job is over every day, to sit beside the fire is all that I desire, and just to help me pass the time away.
Oh, the old kitchen kettle keeps a-singing a song, singing a song for me. And as long as the kettle keeps a-singing a song, I'm happy as can be. I have my ups, I have my downs, but I keep smiling when the whole world frowns, 'cause the old kitchen kettle keeps a-singing a song, singing a song for me. Oh, the old kitchen kettle keeps a-singing a song, singing a song for me. And as long as the kettle keeps a-singing a song, I'm happy as can be. I may be rich, I may be poor, but when the wolves are howling round my door, oh, the old kitchen kettle keeps a-singing a song for me.
There's a cuckoo clock to greet me on the mantle, a dog that lies contented at my feet, a cozy, easy chair to rock away my care, and just to make the picture quite complete, boom, boom. Oh, the old kitchen kettle keeps singing a song for me. As long as the kettle keeps singing the song, I'm happy as can be.
Perhaps you're smart, perhaps you're not. Could you keep singing on a place so hot?
But the old kitchen kettle keeps singing a song for me.
But the old kitchen kettle keeps singing a song for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Three Cheers who have just sung for you. Yes, sir. The Three Cheers who have just sung for you a little ditty entitled something about the old kitchen.
Hey, hello.
Uh-oh. Here it is. The old anemic evangelist, Aunt Addie, as I live and breathe.
Say, Donnie, I saw the funniest thing just now.
Well, Aunt Addie, what in the world did you see?
I just seen a member of the Anti-Saloon League standing out in the rain just talking his head off.
Well, what's so funny about that, Aunt Addie?
Well, that's the first time I ever saw a dry candidate making a speech on a wet platform.
I get it. Well, Aunt Addie, tell me, what do you think about women in politics?
Well, I think it's a great idea. I was responsible for getting all them women into the House of Representatives.
Oh, so you were the one that got all those women into the House of Representatives. Well, why did you do that?
Well, I wanted to make it the House of Misrepresentatives.
You were quite successful, weren't you? Now, do you really think that women have made things better for the whole country?
Oh, I sure do. Why, I was just reading in the paper the other day where one of the tire manufacturing companies recently completed building their 2 millionth tire.
Oh, that's grand. Did they celebrate?
Yeah, they had a big blowout. Catchy-catchy?
I catchy-catchy, all right.
Catchy would, yeah.
Well, how has this condition affected you, Addie?
Well, thanks to women in the Senate, they put me on my feet again.
Mm-hmm. And how's that?
The finance people took my car away from me.
Oh, well, you shouldn't feel so bad about that. Money is just the root of all evil.
Oh, give me the root.
No kidding. Money isn't good for a person. Why, do you realize that millions and millions of germs cling to the money we make?
Well, I wish one of them would show me how they do it.
Well, yes, sir, but that's the truth. Millions of germs live on the money that we make. There's no doubt about it.
Now, wait. I don't believe that, Donnie.
Well, why don't you?
Because a germ couldn't live on the money I make.
Well, you know, I read in the paper where they shut up all the places of amusement in Washington, D.C. Is that true, Addie?
Yeah, they went ahead and closed all the places of amusement.
Well, where do the people of Washington, D.C. go to have a good laugh?
Well, they ain't closed up Congress yet.
Oh, I get it. You know, Aunt Addie said she's going to Congress to try to out-talk Huey Long. But while she's doing that, we'll say goodbye for this time, and we'll be seeing you again soon. This is Don Wilson signing off for the Mirth Parade.